Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us Kat Kahn from the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System, with us in studio. We've talked about a number of exciting things, like the Creative Bug subscription that is new to the library. Also, an upcoming event with the Free Comic Book Day on May 7th. But that's not the only thing that the library has going on. What are some other things y'all got?
Well, we are introducing a few, live programs. We've done so much in the virtual space, and we still have a lot of virtual programs going on for all different ages. But we started an in-person Japanese language class in January. It's once a month on the first Monday of the month at 5:30, and it's just an hour, and it's super basic conversational learning. We were learning like easy greetings, like ohayou gozaimasu, or konnichiwa, and then things like days of the week and months of the year and some counting and just some really super basic kinds of things. But because this is an in-person program, we started with just like a couple of people, and then a few months later, we have like 10 people coming, and so we've opened up our registration. We still ask that people come or call. They can call the library, they can actually call us directly at our reference desk, and that number is 850-522-2107, or come in and talk to us at the Adult Services Information Desk, and sign up. We still have a few spaces left for our next class, which is on May 2nd. I'm just amazed at how many people have wanted to come to learn a little bit of Japanese. It's really neat.
Certainly. There's not a large population of Japanese speakers in our area, so it's difficult to kind of get access to that kind of knowledge base. But it's incredibly interesting and exciting to see the desire for this information and the support from the library and the instructor that's volunteering their time to really support this this desire for knowledge.
And I've been enjoying it because I'm the librarian that's kind of coordinating with her. So I'm there every lesson. So it's great, to learn some more myself. I grew up listening to it. My mother's Japanese, but I never really studied it because she wanted to make sure that she was learning English. So she didn't speak Japanese much in the house. I just listened in on her conversations with her mom or her friends, things like that. So I'm learning a lot too, which is really great. And I'm really enjoying that. And then the other thing that we have is, you guys talked about it before, is our media collab. And that is such a cool thing for people. It's you just need to come in, register. If you've got a small business that you're starting, you can use the tools that we have. We have a portable photo booth for professional looking photographs of, smaller items that you are trying to manufacture. We have things like where you can color correct and scan old photos to restore your old family photos, and just all kinds of things that you can be doing in that collab. You can sign up for a time, I think it's up to 4 hours, for free. You can ask for a one-on-one session learning about the color correcting and scanning of old photos. That has been the popular feature lately. That one has been very, very popular, but we're really excited to have that available for our patrons to be able to use.
Absolutely. This is yet another one of the excellent opportunities that the Northwest Regional Library System is providing that is outside of just the standard book on a shelf.
Libraries have always been more than just the books, And we we are a community center. We want to be the community center. We want to help people with, you know, whatever kinds of needs they have, to find information, or to explore new hobbies.
Yeah.
All these things. So having the different programs and the Media Collab, those are wonderful things. I'm really glad that we have available to offer for free.
That's the big thing. Yes. All of this is free. You can rent a number of things, telescopes, cake pans, musical instruments.
Ukuleles. Oh, yeah, the ukuleles. Yes, yes. The telescopes have been very popular. Cool. Yeah.
As long as you have your free library card.
Exactly.
Being a resident of Bay, Gulf, or Liberty County. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is go into a branch, prove your residency, and get a card. And you're off to the races. Kat, thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about what's going on at the Northwest Regional Library Systems. We're excited to have y'all back next month.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity to tell people what we do.
Of course. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap the show right here on The Mix.